Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 1st of August, and cloudy morning here in Auroville on 29 degrees Celsius. We can expect rather cloudy and considerable cloudiness over the night, with temperatures from low of 26 to high of 36 with a heat index of 39 degrees Celsius. Chance on precipitation is on 25%. Westerly winds at 18 km per hour with occasional gusts on 23 km per hour. Moon is running crescent, illuminated on 4%, and tomorrow is gonna be new moon. Astronomers expect an outburst of Perseids meteors. The prediction is for 200 meteors per hour seen at the peak on the night of August 11-12, and that is about double the usual rate. You can start watching them in a dark sky in the first week of August when Delta accurate meteor showers is still rambling along steadily. In early August and even through the peak nights, you'll see the Perseids and Delta Aquarids together. As general, the Perseids meteors tends to be few and far between a nightfall and early evening. Yet, if fortune smiles upon you, you could catch an Earth Grazer, a long, slow, colorful meteor traveling horizontally across the evening sky. Earth Grazers and meteors are rare but memorable. Perseid Earth Grazers can only appear at early to mid-evening when the radiant point of the shower is close to the horizon. Every year from around July 17 to August 24, our planet Earth crosses the orbital path of comet Swift-Tuttle, the parent of the Perseid meteor shower. Debris from this comet litters the comet's orbit, but we don't really get into the thick of the comet rubble until after the first week of August. Active Resident Assembly Core Group invites us on Wednesday, 3rd of August at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion to the first ARA meeting after some months of researching into the housing and the decision-making process issues. They will present the results of ARA Support Group's study on the housing crisis. And they're saying crisis, yes, but what crisis? And they would like to share with us. They would also like to look for simple and durable solutions for the future development of housing in our community. So they're asking us to come and participate. And it might be a good opportunity to make a quantum jump together to start solving some of our most crucial issues. Working Committee also invites us to a general meeting on Tuesday 9th of August at Unity Pavilion at 4:30 p.m. in order to update us on and followed by question and answer session. They're saying all are welcome and no snacks or beverages, but there will be a lot of love and kindness in abundance served with a dash of patience. Bring your humor along. The deadline for nomination for the three working groups, Auroville Council Working Committee and the Funds and Asset Management Committee, is 6th of August. And the Resident Assembly Service Team is happy to welcome us every morning from Monday to Friday from 10 till noon in their office in the first floor of Town Hall next to the Landbourg office. And exceptionally, their office will be open additionally Monday till Thursday to allow us to get some help to nominate the candidate for the selection process if you cannot access online. They ask you don't to hesitate to come if you have some access problem, any doubts on change of mind, and you would like to redo your form. It's also possible to bring to their office your nomination list on paper, provided that it's clearly signed if you leave it in the box in their office during their absence. Shuri Aurobindo Center for Advanced Researches organized a seminar on the element of power in management on August 6th at Sakar, Vanier Street in Puducherry. They're asking you to register if you would like to go at sakarstudycamps@gmail.com, and there's a special concession for participants from Auroville. In August, we will have a month-long mime workshop held at various places in the morning from 8 a.m. to noon and evening from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Students who would wish to join this course can choose one of these time slots. Saturday and Sundays are weekly odds, but participants are encouraged to practice, perform, or request for an extra class on these days. The course fee is 5,000 and however it's free for Aurovillians, newcomers and volunteers. For more information you can call Drupad on 962-656-1256. Zero, it's organizing Aurovillian conversation, and those conversations are ongoing things every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. at our service office in Town Hall on second floor on the left side. and they have some of those sessions already, and it was really interesting and full of information and food for thoughts. So that's, they want to share it more. So they continue this Thursday with Jürgen, Andrea, Giacomo and Luigi, why Oroville, why International Zone, war and peace. And we are all welcome. Also from Oroville Ultimate comes an update that part of their team, four of the women players, had been chosen to represent India on the world stage in London this June as a part of the Indian Ultimate Women's team. And they are more proud to announce that the team did spectacularly well at the championship and came home with the Most Spirited Women's Team Award. Spirit is considered an integral part of Ultimate, as this self-referred sport relies on the players to make calls truthfully and responsibly, as well as play the game with positive spirit. Our Oroville team always tries to pay careful attention to spirit and has won Best Spirited Team for a few national tournaments as well. And they are sending 16 players, Spinergy, to attend Bangalore Ultimate Open, one of the biggest national tournaments of Ultimate Frisbee. The tournament has 30 plus teams from all over India competing with each other. The tournament is happening on 19th to 21st of August, and they need support from the community to send this team from Oroville to participate. You can contact them on avultimate@oroville.org if you need more information or you would like to support them. Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Sri Aurobindo and his dreams for the future of mankind. And the film is about the message of Sri Aurobindo on India's Independence Day. Otherwise, at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today they will screen at 8 p.m. Indian biography drama Vanished, made in India and Sweden in 2014 by writer and director Churni Gangli. Tomorrow, Potpourri drama Gold and Copper, made in Iran in 2011 by director Humayun Asadian. And on Wednesday we will see two interesting movies, The Baby Born in a Concentration Camp and The Lady in Number 6, Music Saved My Life. The Baby is Born in a Concentration Camp was made in UK in 2011 by director Emily Davids, and The Lady in Number 6 was made in Canada and in USA and UK in 2013 by writer and director Malcolm Clark. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "All teaching is a revealing, all becoming is an unfolding. Self-attainment is the secret, self-knowledge and increasing consciousness are the means and the process." Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on OrovilleRadio.org.